morning and welcome to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith for Smith & Blooms in Athletics and Sports. Hey, March Madness is in the mix for real. I've had a great time already. So shout out to Kelsey Thompson, Paul Quinn. Hung out with her on Monday at the USCAA basketball tournament. And I understand they won last night, so I believe they're playing in the championship tomorrow. All the way from Texas, Dallas, Texas, in Virginia. So I was able to hang out with her on the campus of Virginia State. I grew up on the campus of Virginia State, so she said, "Girl, you know everybody." I said, "Well, you know, you got to blame it on my parents, the personality. We meet no strangers, especially my mother. This works to the wise. If you ever take her somewhere and you tell her that we have to leave in a certain amount of time, you're wasting your breath because she's still going to stop and talk to everybody." Yeah, so I get it very naturally. My poor husband, he got both of us, and he just goes like, "Oh, well." So hopefully she'll take the championship back to Paul Quinn in Dallas, Texas. But it is really warms my heart when people that are members of the Garden, and we're blessed to have 8 seasons, to say, "I'm going to be in town," or "I'm going to be in town where they are," and they come and meet me. Z Butler came and met me. I didn't even know, but this is how bad it is. I did not know that Arkansas Pine Bluff was 40 miles from Little Rock. So she comes all the way from Little Rock to pick me up from the airport and take me to my hotel and whatnot. And I just got to tell you, and an ice storm. I did not know this. And so I apologize to you, Ms. Z Butler. And so I am traveling up some more in March. I did post a couple things. I'm on this podcast that's a series that Sasha Armory Rose did on black gymnasts. And it's just ironic. I have no idea why, but she interviewed me for the podcast. I think I answered that I worked the Olympics in 96, and the question was, what was the feel or the of Atlanta, you know, with the Olympics, and then I was on the campus of Morehouse, and so HBCU in the mix of Olympics, so I could speak to that, and then when I was 4 years old, I was a gymnast, and then my experience of that. So check out American Prodigies wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm on the episode about Dummy Dolls. But I really, really, and I would really encourage you to listen to all of the episodes because I learned a lot. And I'm even using one of my class, psychophysiology of sport, because there was a gymnast whose mother was Romanian and her father was, I want to say, African. And her name is escaping me, but I am having my class listen to it tomorrow. It was heartbreaking. You know, it's interesting how we celebrate something. But we don't understand the cost. And most of the time, these are really kids, you know. And they're doing something they love, but you'd be surprised how long that love lasts. So, and it's interesting because in 2022, we're seeing similar responses in all sports. So, again, I just plant seeds, you know, this mental health piece is one that people are really examining themselves. And as an administrator, you know, sometimes you might have to give them resources to get them to see that how you were trained and what you thought can't be done today. It just cannot be. It's unhealthy. And, you know, norms change. So the norm now, let's be honest, is examine your mental health practices as coaches, as administrators, and how much do you normalize it so that it can be addressed. And you'd be really surprised. You'd be really surprised. So, yes, I'm on this episode. I believe it's going to probably come out. Because right now she's talking about 92 Olympics, I think. So, yeah, 96 is coming up next. So I guess it'll drop Monday or so. And then I'm going next Thursday to the Women in Sports Symposium. They have me as a keynote for the professionals on Thursday at 6:30. So, hey, I'm excited about that and being able to take some of my Hampton University students over to Old Dominion. And both of those institutions, I'm a graduate of. So that's going to be exciting. And then March 28th, I'm going to be in Durham, North Carolina, working with the women student athletes and athletic staff women at North Carolina Central. And we're celebrating the month of the woman. So that being said, yesterday was International Women's Day. So happy belated International Women's Day. And glad to celebrate women 365 days of the year inside a chat and garden Facebook group. But glad to, what I really like is when other organizations take the time to acknowledge the other individuals in their place. And I'm able to share inside the group. I don't want to say borrow, but yeah, it's really exciting to be able to see folks who may not have been recognized before, but because it's a designated time, it makes people more aware of it. And so that being said, if you are being recognized this month, so drop me a photo, and I'll really be glad to share it inside the garden. So I provide resources here inside the garden, and really excited that people find value in what we do here in the Chat in the Garden, and ask for us to share the info in the way of being media partners. So attention, all NAIA administrators. Hey, that being said, I need to reach back out to Ms. Thompson. I forgot that they are NAIA institutions, and their team just are playing for the championships. So let me make note of that. So back to my commercial. Attention, NAIA administrator, your men's basketball coach can receive a $500 travel voucher to attend the Home Court Elite Combine May 21st at Prince George's Community College in Largo, Maryland. The deadline is March 31st. Again, a voucher, and this is only for NAIA men's basketball coaches. To register, call or text 240-354-1919. Again, 240-354-1919. Or email MarilynFuture@AOL.com. Again, email MarilynFuture@AOL.com. You just heard me mention about Z Butler coming to get me at the airport at Little Rock, Arkansas. And I was really excited about introducing her to the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference family. She did assist me in my workshop that I did with the co-champion women's basketball team. And guess what? I got some real great reviews from those young ladies after the interviews, I mean after the workshop. So I'm glad to be sharing about that later on. But G. Butler was able to connect with the teams and some other individuals to talk about athletic identity, athlete identity. She has a book out called 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete. It's a resource for parents, athletes, administrators, and coaches. And it's so interesting how former athletes all basically have the same story of having to cope with and need tools how to deal with no longer being the star or getting that playing spot. I was listening to the Servant Leader podcast last night with Jennifer JT, Jennifer Williams, who now works for USA Basketball. And she talks about being on the Carolina bench and the depression of being a, you know, becoming a star and coming and playing, you know, getting accolades the freshman year. And the sophomore year, she was sitting on the bench, and she really went through some stuff. And one of the things I thought was very encouraging, you know, it led her to the Lord with the help of her roommate. But she was going through something. So just imagine a sophomore in college and all you're going through, and then you lose your identity. I mean, any time that a part of your life is no longer the same, there is a process of identifying yourself. And let's be honest, whenever you have a loss, you have grief. And but many people don't see it as grief, and because they didn't have a funeral. And so there is some identity. And if you only identify yourself as an athlete, that's why it's important, even for you as an administrator, you need to identify yourself as an athletic administrator. If you are a mom, a parent, a sister, a daughter, a church member, a deaconess, an auntie, all of that. So that you'll know that if one area is falling flat, you can still move because you have some other areas in your life that keep that wheel moving. Yeah, keep that air in your tire to keep on moving. So she has 25 tips for the next level student athlete for resources for parents, athletes, and administrators. And I would say coaches, because, again, I keep saying today you have to coach a little bit different. So get your copy today at payhip.com, the ball code, okay? payhip.com/theballcode, and get your 25 tips. And I appreciate her being vulnerable to share her experience. And, you know, she is not even an athletic administrator. She works with social workers, with parents. She's a supervisor for individuals that work with kids and parents, foster care, in the system. And so she still wants to give back. She remembers her experience. And she travels across the country doing these type of workshops to try to assist them. I believe she has a series going on with Pine Bluff. So, again, glad that they find value in the garden to share their message. And lastly, as it relates to new announcements, the 2022 Women in Athletic Development Symposium and networking event will, again, take place virtually April 6th and 7th. This is put on by Dr. James Hilliard, and it's a fabulous event. She's got Dr. Renee Miles speaking. She has I'm really excited about to share that, Dr. Brittany Collins. She's been in our magazine, but she's now got her doctorate and she's speaking. And Dr. Eddie, I had her come speak on the garden too. Eddie Curry, assistant coach, Portland Trailer Blazers. The Portland Trailblazers. She's assistant coach. And so I know she's going to bring a great word because, man, she was so good when she came on the podcast. I said, can you speak to my class this week? She's phenomenal. So it's virtual. There is a call. Dr. James Hilliard, president and CEO of Hilliard Solutions, is a former athlete development professional with the NBA for years. And so she is taking her specialized knowledge and created this wonderful symposium. I believe it's the fourth one. And it's the place to be, especially if you have a desire to grow in this area of student athlete development, either professionally, high school, or college. And, hey, when you are a member of the Advanced Academy, it does have its privileges. So as a partnership for me advertising it here on the Chattanooga Garden, she allowed me to have one ticket for one of my clients, and I'm happy to share that Tanya Braxton received that. And I'm really excited. You know what I'm really excited about is that her current position allowed her to take professional development day. Yeah, professional lead. So that's powerful. So it's two things. If you want to grow, you need to come join the Advanced Academy. Number two, you need to ask the question about even if, because, you know, it's an exchange, but there's a cost to it. Only thing she had to ask for her supervisor was time off. So, you know, hey, sometimes you just got to go and say, look, I would like to grow, and can you assist me, whether with time or finances? Because I'm pretty sure that those that are listening, when you go to register, and you can print that off or ask for assistance to pay for this, because this is going to make you grow at your current position, which, hey, I think that being virtual, it is going to be, the cost will be minimal so that you can be able to request that. So I would suggest you go as soon as possible, because the game is virtual, and a virtual space can only hold up so many guests. And it's the place to be. And here's the beautiful thing. She has featured in there several opportunities to network. Beyond having speakers, she's got several features. We talked a long time about her new features, you know, the platform that she's using. So it's beyond, you know, Zoom and little heads like the Brady Bunch. You know, it's a first-class platform for a conference that allows for networking groups and whatnot. So it's April 6th and 7th. And to register, you go to Hilliard Solutions. That's Hilliard Solutions.com /symposium. You go to Hilliard, Hilliard Solutions.com /symposiums. Again, don't delay. Space is limited. And, hey, shout out. I hope, look, on Sunday I watched the Kentucky and South Carolina game. If that was not a good game, oh, my goodness. And so our media partner, Aisha Foy, the author of the book Success Is My Major, is an assistant coach for recruiting. She's on the staff of the women's basketball team of Kentucky, University of Kentucky. And so, I mean, I love Don. There's no lie. But, you know, I got to support my people. And my husband was like, well, I think you picked the wrong team. I said, we'll see. Look, I still didn't hear him tell me I was right. Oh, he says, yeah, I saw the score. So like, all right. So I want to say congratulations to Aisha for the Kentucky, University of Kentucky, winning the SEC championship. That was some good basketball. Yes, I was going to get basketball. But, you know, and again, I know I keep talking about this, but I got to do that. I got two things I got to do when I get off the air here. One is, I'm writing it down so I won't forget, tell Kelsey about the NEIA voucher opportunity for men's team. And number two, I need to order these books because I'm speaking in April and I'm using Asia Foy's book, Success is My Major, as my gift to my participants of middle school in Sussex County, Virginia. So I'm excited about supporting those who support us and getting that into the hands of individuals. And so I would really suggest that you get the book because, again, if I'm going to take the money I'm getting personally and buy the book with my speaking engagements, you know I really must believe in this. I believe in professional development. I believe in self-awareness because the first thing you have to do, the first leader you need to be leading is yourself. And that's why I call my signature talk, Lead Your Ship. So first you got to figure out who is leading it. Is it you? Or are you letting other people lead your ship? And you can't figure out why you're fishtailing because you got a whole lot of stuff going on and you're just not aware. So this was a young lady who's not even 30 who wrote an excellent book on professional development, and she refers to the giant, all right, refers to the giant. So, yeah, the young ones will lead us. She has led me, and it's so good. I'm about to read again, all right? So get your copy today at successmajor.com. Again, successmajor.com. And also speaking of what I'm going to do, as soon as I sign off, I am on my way to the MEAC basketball tournament to support Commissioner Sonia Steele. Isn't this something, women, women, women? When Beyonce says women run the world, if I just add women run the athletic sports world, I would not be lying. So that being said, though, we are having Meet the Contributors. We're going to start back with that next Wednesday. I might jump on while I'm at the game and just say hey to you all. But, yeah, we're coming back on it. Full swing, and our first guest will be Darlene Gordon. Yeah, she is in the third issue, and the third issue is live. The third issue is live on Amazon. I do have some, I'll just be honest with you, I'm really disappointed. I'm in the midst of discussing some things with my designer. Yeah. Just to say, I'm really disappointed. But you won't be able to tell what I'm disappointed about. And I'm not a perfectionist, so that's not it. It's just some things I said I wanted, and it is on the PDF version, which you can go get the PDF version right now at payhip.com/seasonalempowerment. But some other things that I said I wanted that was corrected. It was corrected on the PDF version, but it was not corrected on the printed version. So I'm trying to wrestle with that as we speak. So you all pray for me because I'm really kind of hot about that, all right? I just need some peace. But, yeah, we'll be back on next Wednesday. I'll be the contributors with Darlene Gordon. You know, just take up some time and just go back to Facebook Live and look at all the guests that have been on the Facebook Live talking about their experience about being in the magazine. Because guess what? I am now currently taking people for the fourth issue. It's a great experience. Honestly, it's twofold. The magazine is to highlight women, black women, athletic administration. And, hey, I had a conversation yesterday with one of the contributors to the third issue. And she said she got two speaking engagements, and I was like, okay, let me show you how to use the magazine to get money, to get paid. And she said, really? That's how you do it? Yes, that's how you do it. Okay. And so I'm going to, you know, show her how to do a PayHip page and be able to sail from the stage. But it's really important to realize that you got something to say. You have some, whether it's virtually or in person or even what, like this month is marked, everybody listening to me should have had a speaking engagement, even at church, the PTA, because it's the what? The month of the woman, all right? And you are a leader in this space, and you should have been sharing. But don't worry. You're going to hear me, Jimmy the Cricket, in your ear, and you're going to make some moves, okay? So if you're tired of hearing me talking about making you feel uncomfortable, hey, email me, Monique, AJ Smith, at CaesarEmpowerment.info, and let's get you, let us help me help you position yourself in a way that you can put it in an article so people will know this is what you're known for, and if they have a need for this, this is who they will bring to the table. Yes. So I'm excited. I mean, I'm really proud of the articles that have been in here. And this is what I love. Like with Darlene, Darlene Gordon wrote about 5 steps to protect the front porch of the university. Okay, let me repeat that again nice and slowly. Darlene Gordon, 5 steps to protect the front porch of the university. Now, who would not want to know what that is? Aren't you curious what that is? Well, guess what? I'm not going to tell you because you're just going to have to join us next Wednesday at 6 o'clock to find out what they are. Maybe, you know what, me, I'll tell her, just give 2, and you'll go buy the magazine for the other 5. Yes, yes, yes. It's just, I just love what I do. I love planting seeds of empowerment to lead others to greatness. And 2 more resources. It's time to take control of your health by getting more fruits and vegetables into your body and bridge the gap between what you eat and what you do eat and what you should eat. Man, Jolene ain't knocking on my door about that. Oh, my goodness. I'm losing a battle with Pepsi. Yes, I am. To me, it's just because I don't drink alcohol, so that's just my only thing. So, but it's a psychological thing, so maybe she can help me with that. But Jolene is a retired women's basketball coach, and let's be clear, a retired winning basketball coach, and she's taking her winning ways to help us, actually just in life, you know, I mean, which is great. So, hey, check out Jolene Robinson at 980-298-2231. Again, 980-298-2231. Or email jrobinson@steppingtowin.com. Steppingandthenumber2win.com. And, you know, as always, I am really, 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 really proud that Tawana Smith is one of our longtime media partners. And what I'm excited for her is that, hey, when she says I'm her mentor, again, I just plant seeds. I just told her the way, because her book is Surviving the Life of Professional Athletes Playbook to Avoiding the Curse. I said the way that you write and talk, you need to go get your PhD. I just plant a seed. So I think that she's like a semester away maybe from making that happen. But I'm excited to share that, number one, she's being recognized by Ole Miss as 40 under 40, and she will be 2022 Ole Miss MBA commencement speaker. Yes. Now, you can't tell me we ain't doing it. Yes. And so, shout out to our media partner. I want to say it's at least 3 years now. And so to get her book, you can go to Amazon. It's in 3 different formats. It's audio, paperback, and PDF. And the NFL purchased the book for the participants of the Celebration Bowl before the pandemic. So don't take my word for it. If they purchased it for their participants, she's the real deal. And let's just be clear, with name, image, and likeness, our students can receive money now before they become a profession. And they need to understand how do you find them? What do you look for? How to protect? You know, what questions to ask as it relates to, do you know the tax laws in my state? That's the key, because these kids have no clue. And all they do is look at social media and what somebody else has. And they don't realize, number one, sometimes they're being shafted. And so there's some people that they need to have on board. And look, let's be clear. It's just like anything else. Remember the ambulance chasers that they talk about on TV? Some TV shows, a person just stakes out at the hospital emergency room to see who they can get as a client. Well, you know what? Name, image, and likeness has brought almost every lawyer out who thinks they understand how this thing works, and they want to represent these kids. But let's be clear. Everybody who says they know may not know, and you need to be able to have some kind of system to help them discern that. Now, I know as a health administrator, you can't tell them what deals to do and whatnot, but you can provide resources, all right? So it's no longer new. We already been through one semester. But for you as an administrator, this would be a great tool for you to get up on what happened. I learned a lot about when they get paid. They might sign here, they might get that bonus, but they don't get the rest of the money until they are actually on the field. And so between the time you do the combine and the draft and get to the actual whistleblowing, who's paying those bills? And should you have any bills? And, you know, things such as should you even have a house? Maybe you should just have a rent an apartment because you don't know if you're going to stay there. So, again, Surviving Life Professional Athletes Playbook to Avoid the Curse, by Tawana Smith. You can go get that from Amazon today. Now, I have what come to the moment to meet our guest for today. And I'm excited about bringing this young lady, Shante Bryant, Assistant AD for D.C. Public Schools. Welcome to the garden, dear.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You hear your cheers?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's just jump right in to your career path from college to your current position.
Yes. Okay. So I went to Seton Hall University in New Jersey before I started that path. My freshman year, I went to the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities. A coach and good friend of the family recruited me there. And as soon as I stepped foot on campus, he had received a job at Arkansas. And so I was just kind of sitting there like, ooh, I came all the way out here, what do I do next? And so the coach at Seton Hall, who had been recruiting me for a while, Lisa Morgan, had, talked to me and coached me through what I needed to do in order to transfer. And so during that year sitting out, put a lot in my head about what the next move is. You know, you play your sports and you think this way, and then things happen and it make you think another way. And so I transitioned to Seton Hall and with a different mindset, more maturity. And I came there and obviously, you know, as always, we're about business. And Lisa Morgan really mentored me on so many levels with what to do, how to utilize your sport to take you to the next level. And she always asked, you know, what are you going to do after sports? She always asked all of her athletes that. And so, and I hadn't had that type of coaching before. And so it was always just strictly about the sport. And so when I went to Seton Hall, running track, I, you know, pretty much utilized, I understood how to utilize that track and field to get my degree and figure out what the next move was. And Lisa Morgan started me on my path of thinking about what areas of sports I could be utilized as a minority. And, you know, black woman in that field. So she started me on that path of utilizing sports to take it to the next level. Then moving from there, I left Seton Hall, decided I was going to try to run professionally, and I spent about a year and a half on the circuit, moved to North Carolina, and I trained with some track camps there, some Olympic track camps there, and I sustained an injury. And so that injury for me was a true defining moment to really take it to the next level. I had, by that time, experienced different African-American women on that level playing an integral part in USA track and field, making moves. I met Miss Robin Beeman, who at the time was over the Florida Association for USA Track and Field. And so I pretty much said, you know, let me just, you know, get under her tutelage to figure out where to go, because my degree, I really thought I was going to go into law and focus more on the compliance, you know, areas, focus on intellectual property. And so I kind of kept that path a little bit, but also delved more into figuring out grassroots and administration, just trying to find my way. And so, you know, moved from North Carolina to Florida, started at Parks and Recreation Facility, and started really from the ground up, because at that time, you know, if you didn't have that degree, they weren't really trying to pull you in sports. So, you know, Ms. Beeman helped me work my way up, taught me the ins and outs. I was working with USA Track and Field on the side, and that's just pretty much what led me to my path in administration and focusing on equity, diversity when it comes to, you know, women in sports and, you know, pretty much how to navigate it. So here I am, citywide athletic director. You know, people sometimes confuse it with school-based. I'm not school-based. We're over the whole district. And so there's a lot that goes into that and what you can and can't do and what role you play into making things happen for the student athletes, and also being the face of, you know, what you can and can't do in that sport. So a lot of girls in the areas that I oversee are very inspired by that, in addition to my daughter.
Oh, okay, look at you. I'm going to come to that in a minute. Okay. So, how did you get the current position?
So, in this current position, I'm having a transparent moment. So, when I left Florida, on the premises that I was getting a divorce, and so I decided at that time that it was time to kick my career into another gear. I was dealing more with parks and recreation in the sports and dealing with a lot of, you know, large groups like USA Track and Field, AAU, youth groups. And so I said, okay, single mom, need to make a decent amount of money, need to figure out where to place myself and be an inspiration to my daughter with, you know, one parent in the household. So I reached out to one of the college coaches I had from Seton Hall back in my hometown. I'm a native of Washington, D.C. And so he connected me with Stephanie Evans, who was at the time, she had just gotten the position as the executive director of athletics over D.C. Public Schools. And so he connected me with her, and she looked at my resume. She picked up the phone and called me, and she said, "So I'm just interested." She said, "You're used to doing Parks and Rec. You have no administration experience. You know, why should I take you?" And so I told her, I said, "Well, you know, my passion," I told her, "my experiences and what it takes to make things happen in the sport that you are looking for me to oversee." I said, "I have, you know, documented evidences of work," and I pretty much laid out the map for her. And I told her, I said, "And at the end of the day," I said, "I won't stop until I get it right." And so she said, "Oh," she said, "Okay, well, we'll see." And she said, "You're going to, you know, you got an interview process." She broke all that down. So, you know, we came into, I came up to D.C. and did my interview. And I was thinking to myself, "Oof, okay, I don't have this experience, but I got to, you know, I got to make it work." And so basically, I pretty much talked about everything I wanted to do. I utilized my experience in track and field. And then she said to me at the end when she called to offer me the position, she said, I want you to know, she said, although you may not have all the experience that's required, she said, you definitely have the passion. And she said, and I definitely would love to see another female making it happen in this office with me. Because at the time when she hired me, I was the second female in the office next to her that would be overseeing the sports. There were all other males, and it had been a predominantly male-run office. And so that really stuck out to me because I had, with the exception of Robin Beeman and Lisa Morgan, that was, you know, another time that was really a pivotal moment where a woman took a chance on you, you know, without your experience. And I just really said, you know, I can't let her, my child, myself down, my family down. And I just hit the books running. And I did everything I could to say, you know, you won't regret this decision. And along the way, she guided me. She definitely, you know, explained a lot of stuff to me, introduced me to people, true networking, and true, she sent me to different, professional development courses and seminars. And so it was a real journey. So, you know, when she left, I said, okay, time to kick it in gear. What's next? Mm-hmm. You know, you get to that point, where you're like, okay, I'm used to doing this. It's become secondhand nature. So you start to ask yourself, what can I do to challenge myself? And that's when I decided to take diversity, equity, and inclusion to another level, you know, outside of just overseeing my sports. And so I left DCPS on a leave of absence for a year and came back to oversee and to really push the bowling program we had that mm-hmm. we really wasn't really doing too well in, and implement cheer and stunt. Stunt in particular, people confuse stunt and cheer. And we wanted to put together a program that would allow our cheerleaders to be seen more on the collegiate level. And so cheer and stunt wasn't my sport, but I made it my sport. And I was an integral part of adding the Opportunity League. Our Opportunity Academies are alternative programs where our children are aged out up to 24. And so we created a sports league for them in particular so that they can have opportunities and utilize sports to push them, just as the typical student athletes utilize that to get them where they want to go in life. And so with that said, that's what led me on the path to where I am now, and I'm still pushing, grinding, and running, and treating it as if, you know, your spot's going to be taken any day, so you want to keep that position and keep it moving and keep being innovative.
Well, I keep hearing all these track references, so I hear you. Yes, look, you're putting the second gear. I can see you now going around the corner. Yeah, so Stephanie Evans, I knew her as an assistant coach with Bowie State, and she's been on the podcast. And so I know her ears are burning, so that would be great to make that kind of connection. So
yeah.
So you mentioned your daughter, and you were featured in an article by Brain Magazine. Can you tell us about what was that all about?
So, I mentioned before about the divorce. So when I initially separated from my ex-husband, I was making, you know, $80,000 a year, doing pretty well, you know, what I was doing. And taking that leap of faith to leave the comfort and stability that you had, I knew I had to make some sacrifices. And so dropped all the way down to $26,000 a year. And there's something about when you hit rock bottom that makes you push a little harder, looking into your daughter's eyes and realizing that person depends on you to, you know, make the next move and to make life just easier on her. And so with that said, you know, that in conjunction with all the different persons in my life that helped me get to where I was, my daughter was also one of the biggest inspirations. And so I took a different path with her where I decided that I wasn't going to force her into track and field. I was going to let her try every sport that she can try to see what she was going to gravitate towards, because took advantage of Parks and Rec and being able to have your daughter at a facility where you can throw her into every sport without feeling the need to go deep into your pockets with it. And so she gravitated towards volleyball. And so it forced me to have an open, honest, real conversation about racial equity and what it means to have a culture of inclusion. You know, it was a predominantly white sport, and oftentimes she found herself the only black girl on the team, sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out, you know, what it is and you know, the typical aspect of what's being seen and what's being viewed. And so on my end, I try to figure out how to utilize that experience to say in my sports that I oversee predominantly females, where they're predominantly white sports. I said, you know, I got to figure out how to incite some equity and inclusion where that's concerned, and also teach her to just go harder. And so with that said, you know, she's constantly telling me how, you know, inspiring it is to watch that. I bring her to events. She interacts with the student athletes I oversee. And, you know, sometimes she's giving them little tidbits of her experiences and sharing with them, just as easy as yesterday at my bowling championships. And she was there talking to the girls and encouraging them and, you know, just really getting into it. And I see her, you know, doing the same thing, leading by example.
Well, that is fantastic. I'm going to deep dive into that after we take this really short commercial here in Chatham Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. And when we return, we'll continue talking with Shantae Bryant.
NAIA administrators, welcome. The basketball group from Washington, D.C. is actively seeking your assistance and partnership with your men's and women's basketball coaches and staff to send high-flying, academically sound, and athletically dynamic athletes from the D.C. metro area. The basketball group is offering a $500 travel voucher for each one of your coaches to attend our combine being held on May 21st, 2022 in the Washington, D.C. area. This voucher will cover flights and hotels so each of you can participate in this event. Additionally, the Washington, D.C. TAG program will have officials on site to secure all required paperwork from parents, which offers another significant grant reduction for the student athletes and your universities. My name is Mel George, president of the basketball group, and I can be reached via email at marylandfuture@aol.com or via text at 240-354-1919. We have an absolute ton of top basketball players needing to connect with your colleges and universities. Deadline for this offer is March 31st, 2022. Please contact us immediately. Thank you from the basketball group.
Did you know that athletic identity is one of the top three struggles athletes experience, especially in terms of their talent? My name is Zedrilyn Butler, and I am a former Division I NJCAA and NCAA women's basketball player. My book, 25 Tips for the Next Level Student Athlete, is a great resource for parents, coaches, and supporters to equip their college athletes. Pick up your copy at www.payhip.com/theballcode. Together, we can beat athletic identity.
What's good, family? My name is Aisha Ford, former student athlete and author of the book Success is My Major. Now, when I was a student athlete, I went on a mission to maximize my college experience and prepare for the real world by studying successful people. And I lay out everything that I learned in my new book, Success is My Major. everything from leadership development, character development, understanding how to transfer the skills that I learned on the court, and how to use those in the real world. If you would like to learn more about the book, please visit successmajorbook.com or email me at Aisha@successismymajor.com.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Why do colleges support student athletes pursuing every profession except professional sports? Why are they treated as just students when they're athletes, knowing that they need help surviving their lives? I'm Tawana Smith, and as a former Division I and pro athlete and now best-selling author, I've created a transition system specifically for student athletes called Surviving the Lights. For more information, visit www.survivingthelights.com to learn how we can change the game together.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Monique A.J. Smith, here in the chat in the garden with Mrs. Bloom in athletics and sports. So, Shante, I have to really combine two questions here. So,
okay.
I talked about you being in this article, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk, in the article, you talk about you and your daughter. And so, you got the opportunity by being a member of the Advance Academy. And so
yeah.
You just kind of share what the Advanced Academy has done for you. And the next question, which I probably figure what you're going to tell me, is name a leadership book that assisted with your leadership. So
I will say that the Advanced Academy really has motivated me, encouraged me, and definitely, I would say, built me back up. I had reached a point where I was just kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I had started to focus too much on things that weren't directly affecting me. You know, you get to those points where you internalize stuff too much. And so the Advanced Academy, not only just the one-on-one sessions, but the group sessions, listening to other women who have the same stories and how they chose to tackle those situations, brainstorming with ideas, and really shifting your mindset. And that's the biggest thing, shifting my mindset to figure out how to be more intentional. About what I do and what my purpose is and just doing me all the time and making sure that, you know, I incorporate all those other attributes with that and realize you just have a community of women that are there for you. It's not a crabs in a pot. It is definitely an encouraging system. And so that's what I feel like the Academy has done for me. As far as the book, I have definitely utilized Exponential Living from Sherry Riley, and mm-hmm. I definitely utilized that book to try to live in my power. I want to focus more on, you know, the seeds of empowerment, as you put it, you're constantly pouring into us with that. And so that's what I do to step out on faith. And my Bible, is my number one book right now. Because I think sometimes, you know, you grow up and you read these scriptures and it becomes synonymous with your everyday speaking and doing. But then you grow up and you realize, like, okay, that's what that means. Oh, the connectivity. Okay, I see what God's trying to tell me. And you get with like-minded people and understand how that correlates to your daily living.
Wow. And I met Cheryl right before her book came out. Mm-hmm. We were at a women's conference in Maryland, and she gave a talk, and then she said, "Can I have your email address? I have a book coming out." And so,
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised how people are so connected.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. I ran into her. I had gone on the Tom Joyner cruise. And
okay.
It was my first time going, and I said, you know what? Oh, gosh. And I did get a little judgy. I said, okay, am I old? This is an older crowd. You know, I feel a little out of place. I did say that. And I went there, and I decided to go to her session, and I was just like, wow. And just, I mean, you know, she calls you out. It reminds me of you. You know what I'm saying? And it's with love. You know what I'm saying? It's because you're going to tell it like it is. And so, you know, but it's not coming from a bad place. It didn't make you feel offended. Mm-hmm. It definitely made you rise to the occasion and check yourself at the door and say, you know, girl, remember who you are. And mm-hmm. this is how you do it. And this is the group that's going to help you do it and shed that fear of whatever it is.
And, you know, the thing I liked about it, the reason why we connected, because she comes from the entertainment industry. And
mm-hmm.
people, I mean, you can get this. You know, when you, like, people ask me, why you don't want to go back in, you know, into the actual athletic department? I said, well, I got the best world. I'm training the people to go into those positions. So there's a
mm-hmm.
piece of me in almost all the different places that I can turn the channel and see different things. So
right.
I'd rather do that because, again, I'm always looking for I can have the most impact. So Sherry
right.
Riley, you know, I remember her talking about working with Usher when he was like a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
And people couldn't understand, why would you want to leave that, you know? And, you know, you got to follow your own truth.
Right, right, yeah, and that's definitely, you know, what that book focuses on. In addition to being in the academy, you know, when they say it takes a village, it is so true. In every mm-hmm. level, your village, you know, recycles and changes, and you figure out what you need to pour back into you. And so, all of those things in conjunction with one another, you know, help me build. You know, the intentional space, you know what I'm saying? My daughter's always telling me how I inspire her, and I'm like, no, you inspire me. It's because intentional parenting, intentional
mm-hmm.
Leadership, intentional everything. You have to be intentional about everything you do, what you pour into yourself, who you associate yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real. And people, I think, sometimes don't get the connectivity of it.
I love that. Intentional parenting, intentional leadership. It's like you really have to be aware of, you know, where you're standing. And, you know, and as an athlete, you're supposed to know where you're standing. That's why when, honestly, like I said, speak the truth, you know, it's just like how many timeouts you have, all of that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. You need
right.
to understand where you are. And so I appreciate you. Being willing to come on the podcast today and trusting me with your life to put it inside that magazine. I hope to see you in the fourth issue. You know, I'm going to put you out there. In the fourth
yes.
issue of Athletics and Sports. And I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. And you will see me. I am going to take all the gems that you gave me and turn them into true, true jewels. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, Jama Harrison of Recline Solutions, for guiding me with doing the podcast. Join us Wednesday at 10 a.m. Standard Time for show updates, which I just put them out of the book with Cheryl Riley's up in the inside the chat in the garden on the follow-up. So look at that inside the Facebook. A Chat in the Garden with Monique A. J. Smith. And have a significant rest of the day.